The Agriculture, Conservation, and Resiliency Subcommittee will now come to order. Missy, please call the roll.
Chair Buchanan?
Here.
Vice Chair Roth?
Here.
Ranking Member Skidmore? Representative Abbott?
Here.
Representative Alvarez? Representative Antone?
Here.
Representative Bartleman?
Here.
Representative Botana?
Here.
Representative Brackett?
Here.
Representative Isada Cabrera? Representative Cassell?
Here.
Representative Cheney? Representative Esposito?
Here.
Representative Hunchowski?
Here.
Representative Mooney?
Here.
Representative Steele?
Here.
Representative Trunell?
Here.
Representative Tuck?
Here.
We have a...
Members, in announcements, I just want to make sure everyone remembers to move your electronic devices to silent or turn them off for the duration of our meeting. Today, we'll have three bills before our committee, and we'll get started with HB 7003, OGSR, Water Management District Surplus Lands by Representative Griffiths. Representative Griffiths, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Vice Chair, Ranking Member. The Open Government Sunset Review Act requires that the legislature review public record exemptions every 5 years after enactment. If the legislature does not reenact the exemption, it automatically repeals on October 2nd of the fifth year after the enactment. Members, this bill saves from repeal a public record exemption for written valuations of surplus lands held by water management districts, related documents which pertain to the valuations, as well as written offers to purchase such surplus land. That is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Members, do we have questions? Questions of the sponsor? Seeing no questions, there are no amendments. Is there public testimony on the bill? Seeing no public testimony on the bill. Members, is there debate? Debate on the bill? Debate? Seeing no debate, Representative, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, sir.
Seeing the representative is closed, Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Alvarez?
Yes.
Antone?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Isada Cabrera? Cassell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Hunchowski?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Steele?
Yes.
Trunell?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes. By your vote, showed the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, up next, we'll be hearing from our very own Vice Chair, Representative. Would you like to go last? We'll reserve that for you then, sir, all right? All right, so we have another member of our committee that's going to be presenting next, HB 261, Boating Safety by Representative Botana. Give you a second to get to the well. Representative Botana, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. HB 261 is a boating safety bill and a glitch bill. this bill, while we're writing this bill back in 2021, we had FWC to report, found that 77% of the 751 occurred boat owner operators, right? So there was a ton of accidents. We had a bunch of accidents last year in 2021, and all of the boaters that had accidents, 77% of them were owner operators. They were not renters. They were not long time. And what the thing is none of these people really had any formal education. This bill kind of goes into some personal flotation devices, talks about pre-rental inspection, talks about boating ID, safety card, and then also with the glitch bill back in 2022, we had Bill 606, which created a regulation for and the renter, and we're repealing that out of the bill. It caused a lot of issues with insurance and small companies around the state, and this bill also fixes that glitch. So that is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Members, we're going to be going into questions. Questions on the bill. Representative Bartleman, you're recognized.
I think I have to wait for the amendment. So
We do have an amendment coming. If you'd like to hold your question for the amendment, we can. Members, questions? All right, seeing no other questions, we do have an amendment. Representative Botana, you're going to be recognized to explain Amendment Barcode 742465. You're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. In the original bill, we struck out the January 1, 1988, and just struck it out completely that everybody would have to get a voter safety card. We've then gone back, we've talked to some of the stakeholders, and we've come on back to a date of January 1, 1960. Previous language was 1988. And then also the amendment matches up to some language in the Senate that we're trying to work with our Senate sponsor.
Thank you for that explanation. Members, questions? Questions on the amendment? Representative Bartleman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. So just a couple questions. One, what if the person has a boating license from another state or an international license? Are they still going to have to obtain the certificate?
Representative Botana, you're recognized.
Thank you for that great question, Representative Bartleman. So usually right now, states are cross lines. There's some different states that have different years, some 88, some 86, some 84. There's some different times there. In Florida, we have lots of boats. We're the boating state, all about that. So with this, really this has all come about because of COVID. We had a huge boom in the boating industry the last couple of years. We have a lot of people who have never been on boats, went out and bought a boat, and they have no informational training, no formal training, okay? So if another person comes from another state to rent a boat or bring a boat and they don't have their card, there is a temporary 90-day certificate that you can get online free. It goes through Boat US. There's several over there that'll work for 90 days. It's 15 questions. You can do it in 5 minutes. In fact, we do that at our family business. We have a marina. If they don't have a boating safety card, they can take this and they can get on the water right away.
Follow-up question, Rep. Arterman.
Thank you. And then this goes back to veterans who may need a card. Like, I was a Navy officer. Are we still going to require them to take the course? Are there going to be any exemptions for the course, or is it just going to be that the date you're born?
Representative Botana, you're recognized.
Thank you.
Representative Bartleman, thank you for that great question. You know, I'd love to talk to you about it. We can get together at the next stop. I'm open to talk to anybody and all stakeholders in this silo or any business when it comes to boating. But this is something that we have to really, you know, educate people. We're not talking about a license. We're just talking about education. This is something that's going to have to happen in our state eventually. This is the first bite of the apple.
Ranking Member Skidmore has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was answered.
Members, questions? Questions? See no further questions on the amendment. Is there public testimony? We have a question? Debate, okay. Public testimony. Is there public testimony on the amendment? Up first, we have Bonnie Basham with Boater US. Ms. Basham, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we appreciate the time that Representative Botana has given us, lots of it, to talk about this bill. And we look forward to continuing to work with him. We have over 175,000 members in the state. We have over 750,000 members nationwide. Last year, we processed 60,000 voter education tests just alone, just us, and there are 10 education facilities like us. We are concerned that this will overload the system and be difficult and result in boaters not being able to get on the water quickly. We'd love to explore a different way, or maybe the NASBLAW, Boating Law Administrator's plan of rotation and bringing in people. And we'd also appreciate a date somewhere that's a little bit further out than just this year, 2024-25, so that the system can gear up and get ready for this.
Thank you for your testimony. Members, is there any questions for Ms. Basham? Seeing no questions, thank you very much for
being
here.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Any further public testimony? Seeing no further public testimony. Is there debate? Is there debate? Representative Steele, you're recognized in debate on the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you for bringing this legislation forward. I think it is needed. There's a lot of boats out there, and people don't know how to drive a boat. I would like to, you know, further the dialogue you and I had a conversation about, and looking forward to it so that we can get it changed a little bit. So, thank you. I'm up on the bill.
Further debate on the amendment. We're going to go back into debate on the bill as amended after this. Any further debate? Seeing no further debate on the amendment, Representative Botana, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. We look forward to working with Bonnie and everybody else that has any kind of stake in this bill. Doors open, as always, and let's see if we can come into some kind of implementing procedure. We got a couple more stops before it hits the big time, so we'll go from there. With that, I close.
All in favor of the adoption of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? Show the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Is there public testimony on the bill as amended? Up first, we have Missy Timmis with Marine Industries Association of Florida, waiving in opposition. Any further public testimony on the bill as amended? Seeing no further public testimony on the bill as amended. Members, debate on the bill as amended. Ranking Member Skidmore, you're recognized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Rep. Botana. I know this is your wheelhouse, right? This is what you do. Having some experience and working with organized recreational boating, I know there are some concerns. I appreciate your willingness to work with all of us and make sure we can get it right. I think that you definitely have enough support to pass this bill today. I'm just going to vote no so that there's something on the record that there's still work to do, but I recognize that you're working hard on it and making sure that you address all the concerns that everybody has. So it's a respectful one, just so that we know we still have work to do. But thank you, and I look forward to working with you on fixing some of the things that are concerning the recreational boating industry.
Members, debate. Representative Abbott in debate.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Botana. Great job on this, and I want to echo what everybody said. I really appreciate your willingness to be open-door policy. You've listened to all the concerns, and I look forward to working with you down the road, and I thank you for your willingness to be open and having that open-door policy, and I'll be up on it because of that.
Members, debate. Representative Bartleman in debate.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for bringing forward this bill. You are the expert in this area. I have to take Dramamine to even get on a boat. But I look forward to the conversations, especially as it pertains to veterans and law enforcement, et cetera. So thank you for your willingness to be open and make this even a better bill. Thank you. And members, I'll be up.
Members, debate. Debate on the bill. See no further debate. Representative Botana, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for getting this bill up. I know it's been fun. But again, guys, like I said before, we're open. You know, come over, talk. We'll get this across the line, and this will be a good direction for all Floridians.
Thank you for your close. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Alvarez?
Yay.
Antone?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Posada Cabrera?
Yes.
Cassell? Cheney?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Hunchovsky?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Skidmore?
No.
Steele?
Yes.
Trunow?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes. Members, by your vote, please show the bill is reported favorably as a committee substitute. Representative Botana, congratulations. Up next, we have another one of our very own members and vice chair, Representative Rick Roth. He's going to be presenting HB 399, Food Recovery. Representative Roth, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair Buchanan. Thank you, Ranking Member Skidmore. Chair, I think you're probably almost as excited as I am that that I'm presenting this bill today. Thank you. We talked about this a lot last year and this year. So I feel like this is really a great opportunity. I hope most of you had a chance to look at my bill. I did send everybody a text message. I didn't get everybody's reply, but that's okay. If my bill passes, we will have the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services implement a new pilot program, which I call Food Recovery. Not only will we be recovering fresh fruits and vegetables, but also the opportunity to recover processed protein and dairy. This food recovery program requires that it be USDA number one fresh food harvested picked up less than 7 days after harvest. And it's a food recovery program, and they're getting it from ag companies at a discounted price. Then the Department of Agriculture will reimburse the cost of the food and transportation cost as per invoice. Like I said, the produce must be shipped within 7 days of harvest or processing. This bill does not have a fiscal, does not have an appropriation that would require separate action. I can explain that later. Also, as requested, we have a new addition to my bill from last year. Because of COVID, we saw the need to add a food box program, which is what we all are aware of. People coming to locations, driving through with their cars, opening their trunks, not even getting out of their cars, people putting a box of food in their trunk. So we also are including a food box program, and that gives us the opportunity to do dairy and protein. The FDACS also reimburses some transportation costs. And, Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you for that explanation, Representative Roth. Members, we're in questions. Questions of the sponsor. Questions? Representative Trunow for a question.
Thank you, Representative Roth, for bringing this bill. Who will be participating in this program?
Representative Roth, you're recognized.
Basically, a lot of the growers that grow product in Florida do not currently participate in the program, but I think they will with my bill. I'll give you an example. You know, as a farmer, I thought I understood all this stuff, but I'm learning a lot still trying to run this bill for 3 years. I'll give you an example. Thank you, Representative Trunow, for that question. Tomato farmers in Florida are a dying breed. There's less than 10 tomato farmers. And so what they do is they sell number ones in a box, 25-pound box. A lot of them sell number twos, process them, slice and dice them, and deliver them directly to people like Chipotle. By federal law, federal marketing order, they're not allowed to sell number threes or even give away number threes. So what this program will allow is during certain times when the market's oversupplied, it'll allow them to be able to participate. That's part of the answer. Thank you.
Representative Trunow with a follow-up.
Well, how will this program impact food donations and other food bank distribution centers?
Thank you,
Roth. You're recognized.
Thank you for that question. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Trunow. One thing that's really important in understanding this bill is there really is two completely different supply chains of food. Everybody knows the primary food chain. My farming operation harvests sweet corn, delivers it to the packing house. Packing house sells the food to Publix. You go to Publix and buy the food. That's the normal supply chain. The second supply chain is what we're trying to help here. It's the recovery supply chain where farmers and even grocery stores are donating food, whether it's fruits and vegetables, whether it's meat, you know, So the bottom line is, I don't believe that it will affect the number two free food current market. That's a completely separate market where people are donating. This is a number one quality, and therefore it will be done at a discounted price. It'll be a different program.
Rep. Trunow, do you have a follow-up?
Yes, Chair, thanks. So the recovery methods that you are implementing will basically help those food banks in a way, correct?
Representative Roth.
Thank you, Chair, for that. Thank you, Representative. I think there's two ways that this bill will help food recovery entities. One way, it will allow them to get a lot more fresh food, food that has been harvested in just the last few days. One of the things I like to explain to people is that farmers are risk takers. We spend 80 to 100 days growing a vegetable crop, and at the time of harvest, the market is soft, and you're not able to sell all you want to sell. You're not able to sell all you could harvest, but most farmers will take some risk and harvest a little bit extra, and that's what this bill helps. When you have a farmer that's harvested sweet corn, and then he can't sell it, and rather than allow it to get old before he calls the food bank, this bill encourages him to call the food bank right away. So that's how it's going to help the food banks one way. The second way it's going to help the food banks is I believe there's going to be a lot better network of farmers and food banks talking. I can give you another example if you give me a moment. One of the farmers I talked to told me this story. He said, you know, we deal with the food banks, and we sometimes get a little bit of a discounted price. But sometimes I'm delivering fresh produce to Atlanta, Georgia, and the load gets rejected. When the market's soft and the prices are low, the quality has to be perfect. And if they don't like it, they just say, we're not accepting that load of produce. What this farmer does is call the food bank network and say, I have a load of produce in Atlanta, Georgia. Tell me where to deliver it. I'll deliver it to you for free. So because he already has a relationship with food banks, sometimes gets, you know, discounted produce sold to them, he also will find opportunities to give them produce. So I think it has a whammy effect.
Members, questions? Questions on the bill? Seeing no further questions, we're in public testimony. Up first, we have Jeff Scalia with Florida Association of Counties, waiving in support. Up next, we have Jack Corey with South Florida Agricultural Association, waiving in support. That concludes public testimony. Members, we're on debate. Debate on the bill? Representative Trunow on debate.
Thank you, Representative Roth, for bringing this bill. I think that we might change the way agriculture is being done today, and maybe we won't throw away a lot of food that could be utilized and you know, gotten to the right places. So thank you very much.
Members debate. Seeing no further debate, Representative Roth, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to give you a thought. You know, sometimes timing is the most important factor. I've run this bill for 3 years. I'm a vegetable, sugarcane, and rice farmer in Palm Beach County. I got my Palm Beach County beads on from yesterday. We love Palm Beach County. It's one of the best places to farm in the world. I was born in Palm Beach County. I tell people, welcome to paradise. We have the best weather going and great weather for farming. So I've been working on this bill for 3 years. But you know what? I think COVID 19 pandemic really is changing the landscape. My bill provides number one fresh food in a transparent and accountable way. What we learned with COVID is some of our supply chains were disrupted. And to have a food supply chain disrupted like we did is pretty scary. Food was passed in fields, milk was dumped on the ground. A lot of food went to waste. A lot of people were really in trouble. So food recovery became much more important. So now we've discovered, everybody has discovered, that we've got to do more for our food banks. We've got to bring more food in. There is a greater need for state and federal funding of food banks and food. And I'm here to tell you the federal government is doing a lot. They are doing a lot. We did learn from the federal government because they did a federal food box program. Some people said Donald Trump got the credit, but I don't know. I don't know that it was really Donald Trump. But the bottom line is there was a federal food box program in 2020, and we put some things, some ideas from that program that had problems, we put that in this bill. So the number one thing you need to understand is I believe the timing is right for this bill. The timing is right for us to upgrade and update our food recovery support system that the Florida legislature does. I think we really have a good moment here. And please remember, this bill would have a program that would be totally transparent. We would know where every dollar goes in this program. We would know that that dollar goes to purchase food at a discount, and we would know that it would pay some of the freight. It would be totally transparent. And the pay would be done by invoice, so it's totally accountable. Please, this is not just what you would call a giveaway program. I believe this is an investment in more food and healthier choices for some of our most needy citizens. Also, we've added in here the food box program that was requested by many of the food banks that I talked to. During difficult times when they're having trouble with labor, it was difficult that they had to sort the produce and put it in different boxes and all that. So a food box program is something that's being asked for by these food banks. So remember, again, this is a policy bill. There is no fiscal, so a further appropriation will be needed. To finish the thought, we're talking about number one food, not number two, and we're talking about recovering food that has already been harvested but is unsold. And with that, I close, Chair. Thank you.
Seeing Representative Roth has closed on his bill. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Alvarez?
Yes.
Antone?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Posada Cabrera?
Yes.
Sell? Cheney?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Hunchovsky?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Roth?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Steele?
Yes.
Trunell?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan.
Yes. Members, by your vote, show the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations, Vice Chair Roth. Members, that concludes our agenda here today. While today was pretty short and sweet, not every week's going to be like this, so we're looking forward to next week. Thank everyone for their participation. Congratulations to the two members of our committee that had some bills that moved here today. With that, Vice Chair Roth moves, we rise without objection.